Thank you, DK. Good morning, folks. Thanks for having us here, and we're glad to participate in this event. A few of the things I want to touch on this morning are what we learned over the last 4 or 5 years, and then what we've developed in that time to help support these types of events. We've boiled it down into 3 major areas. First of all, on our side, on inventory control and distribution, how can we get the right equipment to the right people in a timely fashion? And then when it gets there, what do you do with it? I was pleased to hear some of the other panelists refer to training. It is something that we found lacking and supportive through the Katrina disaster, in that folks got the equipment but didn't know they had to be outside to use it. Can be a problem with satellite. And then a touch on what we have developed to support those efforts. I wanted to touch on first, I know we've talked about how landlines and cellular networks fail, but I wanted to give it a couple of numbers to help you understand why these things get overloaded, even when the infrastructure hasn't been degraded to the extent that we had seen in Katrina. You can see that very easily landlines and cell networks can fail due to the way they're constructed. Our particular bent is to increase the way we support these things, and one of the ways we do that is to get a tighter control on inventory and putting equipment where it needs to be. This involves working with our manufacturers like Qualcomm, working with our agent base, which is located throughout the country. We have a system of over 400 agents that support our efforts, and be able to pre-position that equipment in areas where we find that these failures take place, Gulf region being one. Here's where we find we can add the most value to our customer service base. First responders got to know that there are other ways to communicate. And commanders in the field can only, garbage in, garbage out. You can only make the best decisions based on the information that you have available to you. Lack of communications leads to poor information availability and likely poor results. One thing we feel the first responder community could help themselves in preparing for these communities, for these events, is those communities to prepare for failures, especially along the communication lines. What have we done? Well, Globalstar, as you know, has gone through a lot of iterations over the last few years. It was recently brought out of bankruptcy by a private venture capital company. In that time, we have been able to grow our subscriber base by close to 100% and increase our revenues by a 40% year-over-year value. What that allows us to do is develop new solutions for these particular situations. One of the pieces of equipment that we used to a great extent in the Gulf region this year was a Pico cell, which, if you're not familiar with that, is a self-contained cellular network where users can use their existing equipment but use Globalstar as a backhaul. We can drop that down into a region and give those users communications where the infrastructure has been degraded or non-existent in this case. Another way we've utilized the equipment is to develop a repeater where we can take the satellite network and drop it into a building through the use of a repeater. You'd be able to use your Globalstar equipment inside a building, which would have helped some of our folks down in Katrina. One of the other things we're especially proud of is being able to deliver live video over a single channel of Globalstar network. This package comes in a very small, easily transportable Pelican case, for lack of a better word, and it allows easy setup, virtually no training, and the ability for commanders in the field to see what's going on across our network. Excuse me. And then lastly, we've been able to develop our handset that gives not only satellite communications capabilities, but also the capability to utilize traditional terrestrial networks if they were to be available. So with one handset, you can use an analog network if it is still in existence, a CDMA digital network if that is available, and in light of that not being available, be able to throw the satellite antenna up and be able to use a satellite network were that to be the case. That's pretty much all I have this morning. I'll be glad to take questions either now or at the appointed time. I'll leave that up to DK. Thanks for your time.